James F. Donald Aberdeen Cinemas is the company that I started working for when I was 15 as an apprentice projectionist. I served 5 years to my apprenticeship as a cinema operator, as it was called in Aberdeen. And the Donalds had 13 cinemas in and around Aberdeen. It's a family firm with four brothers who divided up the responsibilities between them. And the reason that it's so central to the museum is that after many years, I went back to Aberdeen on holiday and landed up meeting Richard Donald in the street and asked him if he'd closed so many of the cinemas, what had happened to the projectors. He said that Bert Ewan, the retired projectionist, was upstairs in the offices at that moment breaking them up for scrap. So I expressed an interest in the projectors and went upstairs to a room that the floor was covered with projection machines, projector heads. And I then said that I was interested in that one over there, or in that one, and that one, and that one as well. And Dick Donald said if I was interested in that kind of old thing, I should have a look at the store. Now, the store was a former church at the end of Rose Street in Aberdeen, which they'd used to store all their material, and it was the headquarters of the carpenters and painters that maintained the cinemas. So I went round to have a look at it because it had been sold for redevelopment and they had to move everything out of it. So it was an Aladdin's cave. It was full of seats, carpets, handrails, fittings, light fittings, still frames, poster frames, doors, all the accoutrements of cinemas, and most of their cinemas, of course, had been built in the 30s or earlier. So there were a lot of very interesting and stylish items there, with many, many other things. For example, there was an organ in the Capitol, which is their main high street cinema, and there was one at the Astoria in the suburbs, and the same organist used to travel on the tram back and forth to give performances at the intervals. And they had all the lantern slides of the songs that used to be shown on the screen while the organist was playing. So there were thousands of items there. So I accumulated a number of the things that I was interested in and made an offer to Mr. Donald, which he accepted. And it landed up as, in the end, 2 40-foot lorries of material was shipped to London. Now, I would have liked to have had more things because so many of these beautiful items were going to be destroyed. But we had, firstly, there was a money restraint. Secondly, there was a shipping restraint because of the transport. And thirdly, there was space at this end in the sense that we were in an old Regency building in Brixton. So we just took what we were able to, which in itself was quite a big amount of material. So that's the Donalds. Very important, as there's a lot of Donald material here. Now, it's representative of cinemas everywhere because that kind of material was seen all over the country. So the fact that it's from the Donalds doesn't mean that it was specific to Aberdeen. It's just that you could find that kind of material in any period cinema.